Tune in, listen up, and let's grow together. Because you're listening to The Sprouts on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you soon. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the Sprouts. You're also in Burnaby. I'm Bruno.
I'm Bradley.
And I'm Tona.
And today is World Radio Day, National Radio Day, from what we were told. And so, yeah, it's also CJSF's 22nd birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, CJSF.
Happy birthday, CJSF.
And so...
Shall we sing?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear CJSF. Happy birthday to you. Yay.
Avatar. And so today's topic is, what are your thoughts on AI and music?
little teaser for you. Anyway, gonna be a chill one today. This next one, or this first one, is called "It Feels Right" by the Rotundos off of their self-titled album. It blew me away when I heard it the first time. So
we hope you enjoy.
Give it a listen.
We'll be right back. Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
said, put your hands in the air if somebody wants it to get over.
Welcome back. CDSF 90.1 is what you're listening to. We're at the Sprouts. I'm Bruno.
I'm Bradley.
And I'm Tona.
Tona, what's your topic for right now?
So the topic for today is, but before that, I was just going to say the topic, but before that,
what?
Happy National Radio Day.
Yes.
Another one.
Another Here we one.
Go. Or sing it again. Happy birthday.
Oh, no. All right.
So to give some context, it's CGSF's 22nd birthday today.
And? 22 years.
22 years. And it's also what Tona said.
Is it worldwide or national? We forgot.
We forgot.
But anyways, it's a happy, happy day.
It'll be going off to college. Or it isn't college. It's graduating college. Wow. What major What major did CJSF major in?
No idea.
Radio.
Philosophy.
Yes.
Actually, yes. Actually, philosophy. Sociology works, too. What's your topic for today?
Yes, so back to the topic. So today's topic is thoughts on AI in the music world. Any opinions?
For me, I'd say, like, I personally haven't really used AI music. I tend to, like, stay away from it because I want to, in my opinion, like, be authentic and, like, create my own music and all that and explore. But my thoughts on AI music, I would say it's just a tool. I personally don't think that people should fully rely on it. Like, try to be yourself. Explore. Like, you can use AI music a bit just as a tool to get some ideas, maybe, or...
What do you mean as a tool?
As, like, say if you need, like, a quick drum beat, or if you need, like, something like that in the production process.
I disagree with you. I'd say that, like, the music is the music.
Fair.
I'd argue that there is, if you need a basic drum beat, you can find a preset or make it yourself and learn how to do that. The CEO of Sora AI has said that making music isn't fun anymore, that it's not good, that no one wants to do it, and that it's annoying and it's hard. That guy, respectfully, I find that take to be a little reductive of what it means to make music in general. I think that even without getting into the ethical connotations of a model that is built off of taking work that already exists and training it off of that, even then, it's like, I feel like it's just not worth it, I would say. It's not worth it to try and use that when you're trying to make something. If you're trying to develop your skill and your capabilities and sense of expression, if you're trying to, like, if creativity is going fishing spiritually, then AI music is like buying breaded tilapia at the grocery store.
Fair.
Buying what?
Breaded tilapia.
Oh.
If the idea is to create or find the path of least resistance between your sense of self and the music that you make, then AI isn't going to help you, right? It'd be like going to someone else and you can pay them like $45 for a drum beat that goes crazy. You're not going to learn how to make a drum beat doing that. You're not really going to learn how to do that. I think it's the way it is now. I can't see it being anything, honestly, like, helpful to the music community. But that's just my take.
Oh, yeah, no, fair. It's definitely, like, for a lot of people, I feel like they kind of lean into the idea of using it more or so. It really depends on the person, honestly. But, like, I personally wouldn't really recommend. Like, you can try it and see what it's like, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. So I guess it really depends, but yeah.
Well, my opinion on using it as a tool is I'm more on Bruno's side. I don't really want to use AI as a getting ideas. If you're going to go to AI, I'd rather just go to a tutorial.
Yeah.
Branch off from there.
Like, exactly.
And, yeah, so, like, if I want to find a chord, Excuse me.
Sorry about that.
Just a random siren.
Yes.
My, I thought I had to evacuate for a second.
The birthday festivities are beginning.
Yeah. So some early celebrations.
Yeah.
Well, back to tutorials. If you want to find a chord, you could just, you know, find a person.